workout of the day is the Paddy's Day Partner Workout. We have for time with a partner, 100 calorie bike or row, 100 inchworms over dumbbell, 100 dumbbell ground overhead, 400 double unders, 100 dumbbell ground overhead, 100 inchworms over the dumbbell, 100 calorie bike or row. And the time cap is 45 minutes.
This is a whopper workout, isn't it? At least the rep schemes are easy to remember. Sometimes on days like this, it's like 75 and 25 and 35 and 18 and 80 and 100. And nice and simple. Do 100 of this, 100 of this, 100 of this, 400 doubles. That's easy. And then go again. Class. And the work can be, if you and I are in a pair, are you on the bike, I'm on the rower for the 100? Or what way does that work?
So as a pair, we might either start on the bike and finish on the row, or else we'll start on the row and finish on the bike.
And then we're sharing the work.
And we share that anyway.
Class.
So on the ergs, we share it anyway. On the inchworms, we share it anyway. On the double and unders, we share it anyway.
Oh.
But on the ground overhead, it's always sets of five. And we're going to do it like 24.1.
Oh.
We got to go five on one arm.
Nice.
And then you go five on one arm. And then I'll go five on the other. You go five on the other.
And you can snatch that or clean and press it or do whatever.
Any version of a ground overhead, yeah.
Oh, amazing. What's the way to approach workouts like these? Like whenever 3-2-1 go happens, it's 45 minutes and the room's buzzing with a million people. Do you just get pulled into the hype of it all and go way too fast at the start to knowing that you'll get worser? Or do you try and stay really composed at the start planning to win it?
I think composed and smile your way through it.
Smile your way through it. Love
until
that.
The crying starts. This is going to get really difficult. 45 minute cap.
And yeah, I think probably about 40 inchworms in.
Yeah, exactly. The 45 minute cap is tight.
Yeah. You want to be timing out.
Yeah. I think it's going to be hard to finish it. Which is
I think so.
It's going to be, you're going to have to keep moving. I think you can't afford to be too snaggy or too hanging aroundy.
Of course, yeah. The interim over dumbbell as a movement, can you describe that? I'm not sure if I'm picturing it right.
So you get your 2 feet standing beside the dumbbell like you're going to jump over laterally, and then you just touch your feet, walk out in front, walk back, and touch your feet, stand up, and then jump laterally. So it's like a burpee over dumbbell, but instead of dropping your feet backwards, you walk your hands forwards. Mm.
And do you have to touch chest to the floor?
Oh, yes.
And you have to touch your feet going down and going up?
Yes.
And then jump over the dumbbell?
Exactly.
I love them.
They're brilliant. So really good. I use them in 24.1. I did that instead of the burpees because the burpees were killing not you. Agreeing with my back that morning. So I said, I think I can inchworm, which I could, and it allowed me to keep moving. Actually felt great, but they were still challenging.
Yeah, they were so challenging that you're like, I'm going to program these. Generally for the workout, we were talking about this for Thursday last week there as well. How do you think is the best way for people to split this up? Do you think it's a tactical thing of like, right, every 10 reps or every 20 reps? Or is it like, you do five, I'll do five. Oh, do you think we could do more? Do you think we could do less? And you just kind of micro adjust as you go.
Well, I think it might be different from each movement, for each movement.
Mm.
So I would imagine on the calories, it might be good to just say every X amount would change. So if that's 5 or 10 or whatever it is, then it's simple to remember. You're just on, and you know when you're getting on, when you're getting off. With the inchworms, everyone relates to those a little differently. So when you're moving through those, if you find yourself like they kill you, you might do less than your partner and then try and pick up the slack somewhere else or not. With the dumbbell ground overhead, it's already dictated for you. The double unders, I would say it's a snag thing. So I would go, and if you kind of get a decent set, like you get past like 8 or something, and I snag, then it's like, you go. The big thing here is that we have to communicate with your partner, and that's the hard bit. You can't count your set. You got to count the overall running total.
So yeah, we're on 227 now.
Go. And I go, I did 8.
235.
Yeah, you just got to keep adding. And then, one of the reasons we do these partner workouts is to get each other communicating. Sometimes, we're not in the humor, and this is a good way for us to continue to keep the environment social that we love. We've got to protect that by being active in it. So continuing to talk to each other all the way through is part of the interesting thing, as my phone goes off. So I think like negotiate with each other all the way through and support each other all the way through. What do you need from me? What do I need here? I think on the inchworms, I'm going to be really slow. So would you like to do more? Whatever.